l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Riċerka ġdida turi li hemm rabta sinifikanti bejn id-dimensja u it-telfien tas-smigħ. Anke ftit telfien tas-smigħ bil-mod iżid iż-żieda tar-riskju tat-telf tal-memurja. Esperti jgħidu li dan huwa riskju li jista' jkun evitat billi jsir għarfi mill-ewwel u tittieħed il-kura kmini. Riċerka ġdida turi li hemm rabta sinifikanti bejn id-dimensja u it-telf tas-smigħ. Rapport mill-Assoċjazzjoni tal-Industrija tal-Kura tas-smigħ juri li imqabla ma' nies bi smigħ normali. Ir-riskju ta' żvilupp tad-dimensja jista' jkun sa 3 darbiet akbar għal dawk anke b'nuqqas tas-smigħ baxx ħafna. Matthew Ground huwa audioloġista ma' Expression Australia li hija aġenzija ta' support fit-telf tas-smigħ. Huwa jgħid li minħabba it-telf tas-smigħ ħafna nies jinqatgħu mis-soċjetà, kultant anke bla ma jirrealizzaw. Huwa jispjega r-rabta bejn id-dimensja u it-telf tas-smigħ.
People with hearing loss are often working harder to hear in situations. So they're actually taxing their brain at a higher level just to hear conversation. And anyone with a hearing loss will tell you it can be hard work. So, you know, there's a theory that we may be using so much brain energy on our hearing that we're taking away from other resources like memory and other cognitive functions.
Matthew spiega li dawk b'nuqqas ta' smigħ ikunu qegħdin jużaw aktar mill-qawwa tal-moħħ minn persuna bi smigħ normali biex ilaħqu ma' konverzazzjoni. Għalhekk hemm it-teorija li bl-użu ta' tant enerġija tal-moħħ biex persuna tisma' tkun qed tieħu riżorsi oħra mill-moħħ bħal memorja jew funzjonijiet ta' għarfien. Rapport tal-gvern jgħid li wieħed minn kull 6 persuni fl-Awstralja ibatu mit-telf tas-smigħ u dan in-numru x'aktar jiżdied għal-wieħed minn 4 sas-sena 2050. Ir-Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children jgħid li minn dawn il-każi il-biċċa l-kbira jistgħu jkunu evitati sa 90% billi tintuża cochlear implant device li huwa apparat tas-smigħ. Il-professur Catherine Berman mill-Isptar tal-Università ta' Macquarie tgħid li l-immaniġjar tat-telf tas-smigħ b'tagħmir jew aħjar apparat tas-smigħ huwa importanti.
Because hearing loss can result in reduced quality of life with loss of connectedness and making it harder to maintain relationships. We've seen hearing devices keep people connected to their friends and family and their community, and it's also good for your cognitive function. We encourage people to have hearing checkups regularly and if required have hearing aids or cochlear implants.
Kontrarju għal hearing aids li jagħmlu il-ħoss aktar jinstema, cochlear implant tista' tipprovdi lill-individwu li ma jkun jisma' xejn jew b'diffikultà kbira biex jisma' b'sens ta' ħoss. Kylie Chisholm hija mir-rehabilitazzjoni tal-cochlear implant fir-Royal Institute. Ija tispiega kif jaħdmu il-cochlear implants.
It's got two parts. It's got external processor, which is one on the outside, and it's got an internal part that the surgeon puts under the skin at the time of surgery. And that internal part has an electrode array that goes down into the middle ear. And the two parts together work to transmit the signal from the world, so a sound signal, through the cochlear implant into the inner ear, and it stimulates the hearing nerve or the auditory nerve directly.
Immexxi mill-Istitut Sydney Cochlear Implant Program jagħti informazzjoni b'xejn f'diversi postijiet mal-Awstralja. Chisholm tgħid li ħatmandu jaċċetta telf tas-smigħ meta hemm l-għajnuna.
So all of our assessments and our post-op care for people who have a cochlear implant is at no charge to the client, and then we work with them to explore funding options for surgery.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.